Neuroscience research in recent decades has fundamentally transformed our understanding of emotion. Rather than residing in distinct happiness or sadness centers, emotions emerge from activation patterns across affective networks, incorporating both bottom-up and top-down pathways. The gut-brain axis plays a crucial role in regulating emotions, highlighting the importance of physiological factors in mental well-being. The amygdala's role has broadened beyond fear and anxiety to include detecting salient stimuli. Mindfulness research suggests that the effort to control difficult emotions may deplete resources, hindering adaptive responses. The inter-individual variation, IIV, perspective challenges static, trait-based views of emotion, emphasizing the dynamic and situational nature of emotional experiences. Ongoing debates persist on whether emotions integrate seamlessly with cognitive systems or function as parallel, interacting systems. Emotion is a complex psychological state encompassing subjective experience, physiological response, and expressive behavior. Emotions can be defined as organized affective and behavior-promoting reactions to significant internal and external events. They do more than mobilize behavior, as emotional feelings may amplify motivation. Motivation can be understood as the process determining the direction, e.g., goals to approach or avoid, and energization, i.e., the mobilization of resources to carry out an action, of behavior. Plutchik's Wheel of Emotions model proposes 8 primary emotions: joy, trust, fear, surprise, sadness, disgust, anger, and anticipation. These emotions are grouped into 4 pairs of opposites and can combine to form more complex emotions. The model also suggests varying levels of emotional intensity, such as annoyance escalating into anger and further into rage. Another influential theory, Ekman's model, initially proposed 6 basic emotions: anger, disgust, fear, happiness, sadness, and surprise, later expanding to include contempt and interest. Ekman posits these emotions are universal, experienced and recognized across cultures, and result from evolutionary processes. However, criticisms suggest that emotional diversity is more context-dependent than Ekman's model accounts for. The illusion of control. The illusion of control refers to the tendency of individuals to overestimate their ability to control events and outcomes, particularly when chance or external factors play significant roles. This phenomenon can lead to overconfidence and poor decision-making, as well as unrealistic expectations and difficulties coping with failure. Attempts to suppress uncontrollable thoughts and emotions deplete resources, reducing perceived self-efficacy and adaptability. Emotions are not moods. Moods are longer-lasting, less intense affective states without specific causes or objects. Unlike emotions, which are short-lived and tied to specific events, moods are more diffuse and can last hours, days, or longer. Personality traits and psychological adjustments influence mood variability. High levels of neuroticism, for example, are associated with longer-lasting negative moods, while higher extroversion correlates with more enduring positive moods. How moods relate to emotions. Moods can influence emotions through various mechanisms, such as mood congruency, mood-dependent memory, and cognitive appraisal. Additionally, people use mood regulation strategies to alter their emotional experiences, choosing specific approaches depending on their mood and motivation. How moods relate to personality. Moods cannot be disentangled from motivation and personality. The mood as input model suggests that moods inform individuals' motivation to engage in activities, with positive moods signaling satisfaction and negative moods indicating the need for further effort. Personality traits like neuroticism can predispose individuals to experience certain moods more frequently. The stability of positive and negative moods. Research indicates that negative moods demonstrate greater stability than positive ones, suggesting they are more persistent and less influenced by daily events. Effective depression treatments should consider both positive and negative mood dynamics. Intra-individual variation. IIV refers to differences in emotional and mood experiences within an individual over time or across situations. Understanding IIV is crucial for comprehending the dynamic nature of emotions and mood, which can inform interventions to improve emotional well-being. Daily contexts significantly affect short-term psychological states, and therapies tailored to individual variability can offer nuanced insights into psychological health. Emotional regulation. Emotion regulation is the process by which individuals influence their emotional experiences, including their intensity and duration. Effective emotional regulation, which involves conscious or unconscious strategies, contributes to overall well-being and mental health. No centers for primary emotions. There are no specific happiness or sadness centers in the brain. Emotional regulation is a global, integrative process involving the gut-brain axis, amygdala, prefrontal cortex, PFC, anterior cingulate cortex, ACC, and insula. Each emotion arises from differential activation patterns across these networks, with significant overlap among various emotions. Gut-brain axis. The gut-brain axis is a bidirectional communication network involving the central nervous system, CNS, enteric nervous system, ENS, and the gastrointestinal, GI, tract. The gut microbiota influences emotional processing and behavior, and disruptions in this axis can exacerbate mood disorders. Interventions targeting gut-brain interactions show potential for alleviating symptoms of conditions like anxiety and depression. Amygdala. The amygdala, located in the temporal lobes, plays a crucial role in detecting salient stimuli, including threats and reinforcers. It is involved in both top-down and bottom-up emotional processes, and its functional lateralization suggests that the left and right amygdalae may serve different roles in processing positive and negative emotions. Prefrontal cortex, PFC. The PFC is essential for higher-order cognitive functions such as decision-making and emotional regulation. Its subregions, including the orbitofrontal, OFC, ventrolateral, VLPFC, ventromedial, VMPFC, and dorsolateral, DLPFC, cortices, play distinct roles in modulating emotions. Both hemispheres contribute to these processes, but with different emphases. Top-down emotional control. The OFC, VLPFC, DLPFC, and VMPFC interact to modulate emotional responses. These regions are involved in reward processing, inhibitory control, attentional selection, and cognitive emotional integration, enabling adaptive emotional responses. Anterior cingulate cortex, ACC. The ACC monitors conflicts and detects emotional salience, aiding the integration of cognitive control and emotional processing. Depending on hemispheric lateralization, it plays different roles in regulating positive and negative affects. Insula. The insula processes and integrates interoceptive information, contributing to emotional awareness and regulation. The left insula is associated with positive emotions, while the right insula processes negative emotions, reflecting their distinct roles in emotional regulation. Bottom-up emotional control. Bottom-up control involves generating and regulating emotions through sensory input and physiological responses. These processes can activate the amygdala even before higher-order cognitive processes, highlighting their automatic nature. How heart rate variability aids emotional regulation. Higher heart rate variability, HRV, is linked to better emotion regulation, reflecting greater physiological flexibility. HRV facilitates self-regulation through connections between the parasympathetic nervous system and the PFC. Thayer and Lane's neurovisceral integration model. This model emphasizes the role of the central autonomic network, CAN, in integrating information from the body and the environment. Higher vagal tone, indicating greater parasympathetic activity, is associated with better emotional regulation and cognitive flexibility. How mindfulness practices aid emotional regulation. Mindfulness practices enhance emotional regulation through mechanisms such as attention regulation, body awareness, and non-reactivity. They involve brain structures like the PFC, ACC, amygdala, and insula, which improve cognitive control and reduce emotional reactivity. Emotional memories. Emotional memories are processed, encoded, and retrieved through interactions among brain regions such as the amygdala, hippocampus, PFC, insula, and ACC. Factors like stress and emotion regulation influence the consolidation and retrieval of these memories. Is emotion separate from cognition? The integration of emotion and cognition is a topic of debate. Some argue that emotions are fundamentally cognitive processes, while others see them as distinct, parallel systems. However, overlapping neural networks suggest that these processes are closely integrated. Neural networks overlap. Emotions and cognition are mediated by overlapping networks, such as those involving the amygdala and PFC. This integration indicates that emotions are not separate from cognitive functions but instead work together to produce adaptive behavior. An alternative view. Some theorists propose that emotions operate as parallel systems, influencing cognition without being fully integrated. This view emphasizes the rapid, automatic responses that emotions provide, independent of deliberate, higher-order processes. Synthesis. The debate on emotion and cognition integration remains unresolved. While there is evidence of overlapping neural circuits, emotions often display unique properties distinct from traditional cognitive processes. Conclusion. The amygdala, prefrontal cortex, and insula are crucial in processing emotions, and their connections facilitate emotional regulation. Emotions are tied to physiological responses regulated by the autonomic nervous system, with recent research highlighting the gut-brain axis's role. Cognitive and behavioral strategies, including mindfulness, can enhance emotional regulation, providing insights into the evolutionary functions of emotions as adaptive responses to environmental challenges.